Pollsters and pundits, you hear them all the time on the news. They say the presidential race is neck and neck with President Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in a dead heat. And if you look at national polls, that's correct. Some of the most recent ones shows them 2% apart, sometimes putting Obama on top, sometimes putting Romney on top. But in fact, it may be not quite that close. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Been crunching the numbers. And which numbers are you crunching, Todd?
Swing state numbers, the most important numbers of all in this race, maybe even the only ones that matter. Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Now, let's go through some of these numbers.
Are you talking about the 9 swing states? Which swing states are you talking about?
I am going to go down the list of Ohio, Virginia, Florida, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and why not Arizona, even though that one's in the bag for Romney. Some people consider it a swing state. Obama did well there last time, even though he was going against John McCain. We're going to talk about those. Brief disclaimer, we're not predicting the future here. Nobody is saying who's going to win the election. All of the numbers that we're talking about can change, and I want people to understand that. What we're going through is the historical polls and the very latest polls, and what I want people to pay attention to, if I may, is the consistency of the result. The race is pretty close, but it's the consistency of some of the results that I want to pay attention to, and this is what has my eye in the swing state, Celeste. You're right. Nationally, our latest polls out just this morning, Gallup tracking poll has President Obama up 47-45, but Rasmussen reports poll has Romney up 46-44, neck and neck. That's a 2-point spread either way. But let's go to Ohio, where Mitt Romney is campaigning tomorrow in Bowling Green. The average, the polling average has President Obama up about 2.6 to 3%, but the latest polls have consistent results for President Obama. Quinnipiac poll, President Obama up by 9, public policy polling up by 3. On average, the latest polls in June have the president up by about 3 points there. Down to Virginia, critical swing state. President Obama, on average, up by 3. Latest polling has him up anywhere between 8% for PPP poll. Purple Strategies out this morning has the president up by 2. We can go to Florida, where the results are a little bit better. In fact, a lot better for Mitt Romney. Florida's critical as well. President Obama, on average, enjoys just a barely 0.9% lead on average, but the polls are flip-flopped. The latest have President Obama up by 1. Purple Strategies this morning has Romney up by 3. Florida's
right.
A complete toss-up. But then go down the list of other major swing states. President Obama up comfortably in Iowa, up comfortably in Wisconsin, up by 2 to 3 points on average in the latest polls. In Michigan, one of Mitt Romney's home states. His father was governor there. Mitt Romney campaigns today, Celeste, in Irwin, Pennsylvania, a suburb southeast of Pittsburgh, where President Obama enjoys an 8-point lead in Pennsylvania. It's really not close in Pennsylvania right now. The president up 6 points in New Hampshire. So I've gone down all of these states. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them, where President Obama is enjoying consistent leads in all of these swing states, not in Florida, as we said. Then in two others, Governor Romney up about 1.2 in the latest averages in North Carolina, and he's running away with it in Arizona. It's the consistency of these results that has my eye. These elections, as we've said a million times, are decided in the Electoral College, first to 270. Those
right.
National results that we love to report, they don't really matter all that much. It's the swing states that matter. President Obama can afford, because of his lead in the other states and the states that he won in 2008 against John McCain, Mitt Romney is in a position where he really needs to run the table on all of these swing states. Right now, he's nowhere close to doing it. President Obama, if you look at the swing states, is
right.
Comfortably in the lead in this race.
Well, and in fact, you mentioned the Electoral College. Many people point out that, in fact, the 2008 results weren't close at all when you counted electoral votes, 365 for Obama, 173 for McCain. And it looks like when you looked at electoral votes, Obama is, again, with the disclaimer that we are well out and ahead of November. Right now, President Obama, as most incumbents do, holds the advantage.
Folks in Chicago have to be happy with where they sit right now because of the consistent nature of the leads across these swing states. When you do the electoral math, they can afford to lose. Nobody wants to lose Florida. We all know it's the big prize. They can afford to lose Florida if they run the table on Ohio, Virginia, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. That's a win for President Obama. Without predicting the results of this election, they're sitting pretty good right now. President Obama, by the way, has poured $100 million in ads into the swing states, a huge amount of them, about a fifth of that money into the swing state of Ohio, where Mitt Romney will be tomorrow. A lot of those ads are negative. We've talked about the Bain attacks, right, which are relentless. They are attack ads. President Obama is not running a positive campaign right now. No one should tell you that he is. And it's a big, big money air war that in the swing states that Obama is running, well, quite effectively against Romney right now.
Right. Well, we're obviously going to keep track of these numbers as we get closer and closer to November. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened in the Senate last night. People may not be aware, but the Disclose Act finally went up for a vote. One of the responders was Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. Let's listen to his comment.
Unlimited money is not a force that anyone can ultimately hope to control. And unlimited secret money is even more dangerous.
So this would have forced people who were donating a lot of money to organizations that air political ads to disclose themselves, correct?
A response to Citizens United. That's what the Disclose Act is. And this is a pared back, streamlined version of the Disclose Act, a much smaller one than has been on the Senate floor in previous years. This basically says not just people, Celeste, any entity, wealthy person, organization, nonprofit donor that donates $10,000 or more to a super PAC, a 501c4, any organization like that that basically can funnel unlimited money to ads under the Citizens United ruling, anybody who does $10,000 or more must disclose who they are. That's what the act, that's what the bill says.
I was surprised, Todd. I was surprised because full disclosure is something the GOP has really strongly supported in the past, and yet they blocked the Disclose Act. Why?
They did block it. The Republican argument, we'll play you Mitch McConnell Hill really quickly. The Republican argument here is that it's not quite even. The $10,000 for everybody actually helps unions. Why? Because unions, a lot more than corporations, rely on individual donations from individual union members. That's union dues. And that's not fair because they fly under the radar. Listen to Mitch McConnell here.
I'm not advocating for the provision, but simply to note its absence, which proves that the primary goal of this bill is not good government or transparency, but targeted speech suppression. That's what this is about. Targeted speech suppression.
That's right. They did not get the votes that they needed to overcome the Republican filibuster. So the Disclose Act died in the Senate yesterday. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.